The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 36, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on October 5th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So tonight we're studying from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number 36. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Asamyatatmana yogo dushprapya iti me mati vasyatmana tu yatata shakyo vaptum apayata. For one whose mind is unbridled, self-realization is difficult work. But he whose mind is controlled and who strives by appropriate means is assured of success. That is my opinion. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead declares that one who does not accept the proper treatment to detach the mind from material engagement can hardly achieve success in self-realization. Trying to practice yoga while engaging the mind in material enjoyment is like trying to ignite a fire while pouring water on it. Yoga practice without mental control is a waste of time. Such a show of yoga may be materially lucrative, but it is useless as far as spiritual realization is concerned. Therefore, one must control the mind by engaging it constantly in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Unless one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he cannot steadily control the mind. A Krishna conscious person easily achieves the result of yoga practice without separate endeavor, but a yoga practitioner cannot achieve success without becoming Krishna conscious. Vande ha Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Ladita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So here Krishna is giving the success formula. In this material world, people are interested in how to become successful. They do not want to be failures. So, if anyone who wants to be successful, we recommend they study the Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna here is giving the secret of how to be successful. If one's mind is uncontrolled, he cannot be successful. And if one learns the art of how to control the mind, then he can be successful. So there are different systems recommended in the Vedas for controlling the mind. One such system is the yoga system. The Eightfold Path. Ashtanga. The eight limbs. Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, Atyahara, and this way, the eight limbs. So, this mechanical system of controlling the mind is based upon controlling the life airs which flow within the body. It's a mechanical system. You have to mechanically keep the flow of the airs flowing in a certain way within your body. You have to remain seated in a yoga asan for many hours every day. And it takes many, many years. The great Muni, Valmiki Muni, he did this yoga system for 60,000 years and achieved perfection. So, who among us will live for 60,000 years? We can't even be sure we're going to live for 60 years in this age. Isn't it? 60 years is... If you make it to 60, well, I made it all the way to 60. I'm now 61, you see. And many people that I know who, you know, who my age or younger, they're dead and gone. They didn't make it to 60. And 60 is still quite young compared to 60,000. So, 60,000 is quite a stretch. No one lives to be 60, hardly anyone lives to be 100 in this age. So the only way that they can become perfect in this yoga system is after many, many births and deaths, you see. And as Prabhupada points out, even after all that endeavor, if they don't become Krishna conscious, they still don't become successful. The yogi to be successful has to become Krishna conscious. Whether you go, whether you scratch your nose like this or you scratch it like this, you still have to scratch it. Whether you chant Hare Krishna and become immediately Krishna conscious, or you do the Ashtanga yoga system for 60,000 years and gradually become Krishna conscious. You still have to be Krishna conscious. So, why go the slow way? 60,000 years. Why not immediately become Krishna conscious? Chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And immediately you surpass the yogis. Without having to go to the Himalayas and live in a cave with some snakes and scorpions. You can remain comfortably situated here in Lithuania and become the greatest yogi. You simply have to chant this Hare Krishna mantra every day, that's all. And then you'll achieve the supreme success, which is not diminished by any material situation. Many people strive for success in this world, and only a few make it. And of those who make it, none of them can hold on to it forever. Eventually they have to lose that success. Their power, their fame, their wealth, their health, their friends, their family, their dog, everything finished.
You see?
That's the nature of this material world. Everything becomes finished sooner or later. Just like I grew up in one family, there were five of us, you see. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother, you see, and myself. There was five of us. So now my sister has died. My mother has died. My father has died. And there's only two of us left. When I grew up, it seemed like this family would never be broken. It seemed like we would always be living this, our family. We felt like we would always be living, you see. But now there's nothing left except some pictures in a scrapbook. That's it. So, in this material world, we may hold on to this thing and that thing. But it'll all be finished today or tomorrow. So, those who are actually intelligent, they hold on to that which will never be taken away. By developing a loving relationship with the Supreme Person, the source of all existence, Krishna, or God. That is the intelligent person. He engages nicely doing his duties as a father, mother, brother, sister, whatever it may be, but he puts his main energy on Krishna consciousness. Understanding that everything else will be here today and gone tomorrow. So, our Krishna consciousness movement, we want you all to experience this bliss. We want that all of you should be swimming in this ocean of transcendental bliss, tasting the nectar. We don't like to see anybody morose with a dried up face. We want to see everyone effulgent, singing and dancing in ecstasy, cheerfully serving the Lord and the Lord's Vaishnava devotees, the Vaishnavas. You see, this Krishna consciousness means you live in your eternal identity. You celebrate your eternal identity as God's eternal servant. By your thoughts, by your words, and by your deeds. And I can tell you one thing. There's no greater way to celebrate than this. Because any other type of celebration you do, It goes away very quickly. It's like we see that people like to celebrate New Year's. You know, they wait 11 o'clock, 11:30, they get drunk. They play some loud music. And they think, oh, this is so great, we're going to sing in the New Year. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Midnight! How empty is that celebration, you see? It's an artificial thing, anyway. It's just something on a calendar, a man-made convention. Nothing has actually changed. We're still suffering in the cycle of birth and death. What difference does it make, 2009 or 2010? What difference does it make? It's the same old wine in a new bottle, that's all. Last year it was birth, death, old age and disease, version 2009. And now it's birth, death, old age and disease, version 2010. Whoopee! What's the big celebration anyway? We're getting the same old poison in a new bottle, that's all. So why not celebrate something that's truly worthy of celebrating? Why not realize your eternal identity and quality one with the Supreme Person? Your eternal youthful identity that's never withered by old age, disease, or death. Why not revive that identity and celebrate that identity every minute? Why slip back into bodily consciousness? Why not always celebrate this wonderful enlightened consciousness, Krishna consciousness? This is what the great acharyas do. They constantly celebrate 24 hours a day. Just like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They were in constant state of ecstasy. Hearing, chanting, remembering and serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Why don't we enter into this mood of the Goswamis and leave behind all the lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy? This is intelligence. This is human life, actually. Human life means enlightened life. If we are not enlightened, we are animals. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So, why be animal? We should become enlightened in Krishna consciousness by hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, by serving the Vaishnavas with love, and by hearing the words of Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita, we can revive that original consciousness we once had before we fell into the illusion of material existence. So we're inviting all of you to join us in this most exciting journey of spiritual awakening. This is our request. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Hari Bolananda Prabhu.
Per tam tikrą praktiką, kai yoga, o mokytis minėjo, kad reiškia, šiam amžiui neįmanoma, dabar mes išsikim į mišką, pradėkime į mišką, išsikim
Klausimas buvo maždaug toks, kad mokytas minėjo, kad protą galima sukontroliuoti panėrus į tarnystę Krišnai, bet matom praktikoje, kad net ir panėrus į tarnystę Krišnai jis nėra taip lengvai sukontroliuojamas ir labai greitai bėga, reiškia, iš kontrolės, iš mūsų kontrolės pasiūrėjo.
You have mentioned that we can control the mind by devotional service, but in practice we can see that even if we chant the holy names or render service, still the mind just goes away somewhere. What should we do?
You should learn how to chant and serve more expertly.
Jūs turite išmokti kaip kartoti ir tarnauti daug kokybiškiau.
It's like, do you not know that sport, baseball, where they hit the ball with a bat? American baseball, you've familiar with them? Yeah. So someone is not a very good baseball player, they swing the bat and they'll always miss the ball, you see. So the neophyte devotee is like the neophyte baseball player, you see. He keeps swinging the bat, but he keeps missing the ball, you see. He's chanting, he's doing service, but somehow he's not getting the nectar. Because he's not chanting and serving in the proper mood, that's why. But just like that baseball player, when he gets trained properly, and then he can hit that ball and get a home run, wham, and the ball will go way out of the park, you see.
Bet kitas beisbolininkas įgunda, jisai tada gali taip pat užta kamuoliuką, kad jis nuskrenda labai, labai toli.
So he has to take training from the coach, how to hit the ball properly, you see.
Ir todėl jam reikia išmokti iš trenerio, kaip tinkamai atmušti kamuoliuką.
So that means you have to take advice, whoever you're referring to, who's having difficulty, he should take training from senior devotees.
Todėl tas žmogus, kuris turi sunkumų, apie kuriuos jūs čia kalbat, turite kreiptis į vyresnius atsidavusius pagalbą.
Who know how to hit the ball properly, see?
Kurie žino, kaip tinkamai atmušti kamuoliuką.
Who know how to connect with Krishna.
Kurie žino, kaip susijungti.
When chanting and with serving, you see.
Kartodami ir tarnaudami.
The senior devotees are doing it. That's why they're so blissful all the time, see.
Ir vyresni atsidavę, jie tai daro, ir dėl to jie tokie palaimingi visada.
The neophyte struggling with his mind because he hasn't learned how to connect with Krishna in his chanting and his service.
O neofitas, jis vis dar kovoja su savo juslėm ir protu, nes neišmoko kaip prijungti prie tarnystės Krishnai.
So all he has to do is take training from those who are expert in connecting with Krishna.
Todėl viską, ką jam reikia daryti, tai reiškia pasimokyti iš tų, kurie
in that way he'll become expert also.
Ir tokiu būdu pats toks žmogus pats taps ekspertu.
Taip išina, kad mes visi neofitai čia.
Does it mean that most of us are neophytes?
In the beginning, we are all neophytes. But those who take the, who humbly accept the training from those who are advanced, they become quickly advanced. I see many devotees here in this room who are advancing very nicely in Krishna consciousness. And I see others who are, they're Krishna conscious, but they're not doing, they're having trouble in their Krishna consciousness. I can see both types here in the room. So those of you who are having trouble, you should take, you know who you are. I don't have to tell you who you are. You should find those devotees who are not having trouble in their Krishna consciousness, and you should take training from them. I'm not going to give you a percentage of how many people are having trouble and how many people are advancing nicely. Percentage is not important. The important thing is all those who are having trouble, They should approach those who are fixed nicely and get guidance and training from them. That's the point. Yeah. Next question. Yeah.
A devotee, it is said that devotee should remember Krishna every moment. But where the spiritual master then? What is the place for the spiritual master if devotee remembers only Krishna every moment?
Actually, remembering the... do you think Krishna means only Krishna? Krishna means his name, form, pastimes, entourage, and paraphernalia.
Krishna reiškia tai jo žaidimai, vardas, reiškia pavidalas, visi bendražygiai ir toje tarnalyje.
Spiritual master is part of Krishna's entourage.
O dvasinis mokas yra dalis iš Krishnos vardų.
So when you remember Krishna, if you remember Guru, you're remembering Krishna automatically.
Todėl jeigu prisimenat Guru, tai Krishna automatiškai.
I remember my Varma Pradarshika Guru is holding this Vishnu Janaswami. He said that when I leave my body, I would like to be sitting in front of a picture of Prabhupada and chanting japa. You see? He felt that the best Krishna consciousness that he could possibly have would to be conscious of Prabhupada. You see? And Krishna confirms this. He says, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee. So actually, Krishna is more pleased when you remember a guru than you are when you remember Krishna directly. Because now you're approaching in the proper way through the parampara system. You're not approaching Krishna as an upstart. Trying to barge your way into Goloka without the qualifications. Any other questions? Yes?
Does it mean that the most effective way to advance in Krishna consciousness is to always think at every moment, is this thing which I am doing pleasing to the spiritual master?
Yasham prasadahan bhagavat prasado Yasham prasadanakati kutopi Dayam stuvam stasya yasastri sanyam Vande kudoshi charanaravindam. Your question has been answered by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says that that without the grace of the spiritual master, one makes no spiritual advancement whatsoever. Therefore, one should always remember and praise one spiritual master 24 hours a day. Srila Prabhupada instructed us to sing this song every morning to begin our day. So you can imagine how important these verse instructions are, you see. So yes, you should always constantly remember your spiritual master. That is the secret of success in spiritual life. Don't ever forget your spiritual master. Any other questions? Everyone's happy now. Yes.
Could you tell something about Damodara month and the importance of it?
Yes, the month of Damodara, the month of Kartik. Whatever service you render in this month, is the results are magnified. So, one should try to increase one's absorption in Krishna consciousness during this month of Damodara. Because it is a great opportunity to quickly advance in Krishna consciousness. We also remember, and there's a beautiful song that Prabhupada asked us to sing during this month, the Damodarastakam. Celebrating the Damodar Lila. So it's very nice to sing the Damodarastakam every evening during the month of Damodar. Any of those of you who have been to Vrindavan or Vrindavan temple during the month of Damodar, you know it's a very big festive time. The temple room is absolutely packed with people. Everyone's offering the candle, the giwik to the Damodar, and singing the Damodarastakam with great feeling. So it's a very auspicious month of Damodar. And it's even more auspicious because Damodar, the deity Damodar, is here now. Even more auspicious now here, and especially now, you see. Previously, this Damodar, he was going to Vrindavan for every Kartik. But now he has come to Kaunas. Everyone should take advantage, you see. Special mercy of Damodar. Any other questions? Mm-hmm.
We sometimes hear that rituals are not very important in devotional service. And my question is that accepting spiritual master, is it so important to accept him officially by rituals, or is it enough to accept him in the heart and surrender?
So there is the actual surrender within the heart, which is, that's a very important thing. That is the real essence of the guru-disciple relationship, is to accept the spiritual master within your heart.
Taigi priimti dvasinį mokytą savo širdimi, tai yra visa esmė, reiškia santykiai tarp kūrinių ir mokymų.
But if you really accept him, that means you'll do whatever he says, right? So he says, now you come for this ceremony. You say, well, Guru Maharaj, I accept you in my heart, and so I don't need to come for the ceremony. But if you actually accept the Guru in the heart, that means you're fully surrendered to his instruction. So if he says, come for the ceremony, and you say no, or you really surrender to him. You understand? Actually, there's a rough analogy. It's like a boy and girl, they fall in love, you see. But they want to solemnify or make sacred that relationship. So they have the wedding ceremony, you see. So in the same way that it is a ceremony, it is a contract. Now we are making a vow, you see. When you marry, you make a vow, we will never separate. The whole life we will never separate. Now we are husband and wife, we will never separate. So diksha means, now I'm making vow that for all of eternity I will never separate from this person. So the question is that vow favorable for the relationship or is it unfavorable for the relationship of the spiritual master? What do you think? Is it favorable or unfavorable to take that vow of eternal commitment?
I think that yes.
Yes, it is favorable. In other words, you have that feeling, I want to surrender this person. But the mind is fickle.
Bet protas, jisai nepaklūsta.
The mind may think, well, no, I don't think I want to do it anymore.
Protas galvoja, nu, aš manau, kad nebenoriu.
You see, just on your level of feeling, you can change your feeling, can change this way and that way sometimes.
Ir jausmų lygyje, tie jausmai gali keistis.
But when you take that vow of diksha, now even if your feeling changes, you won't go away, you see. The diksha vow protects you from the flickering mind. Because sometimes the disciple thinks, what did I do? My God, what did I do? I took diksha and I'm the eternal servant of this person. What did I do? My
goodness.
So the mind can play tricks and pull you away from Guru, you see. But diksha strengthens you. It keeps you locked to the lotus feet of Guru. You have made your promise in front of the deities. Lord Vishnu has appeared in the form of the fire. The Agni has come. Lord Vishnu has appeared as Agni, the fire. The Guru is there. The Vaishnava is in front of all of these important deities and persons. I have made this vow. And now I it would be a great offense if I break my vow, you see. That protects you from the flickering mind. You understand? So that ritual is very important. Rituals that are favorable for Krishna consciousness should be accepted. And rituals which are unfavorable, they should be rejected. We have nothing against rituals. Our principle is to accept whatever is favorable and reject whatever is unfavorable. That's all. That's our only principle. Any ritual which is unfavorable, kick it out. Unnecessary. any ritual that's favorable, we must accept that ritual. Because we need all the help we can get to become Krishna conscious. The material nature is very, very heavy. We need all the help we can get. Any other questions? Actually, she didn't ask one yet.
We accept this vow to serve that personality all the life or eternally. But sometimes it so happens that even the spiritual masters fall down. So what to do in such a situation and how to look at that relationship correctly?
Yes. Sometimes it happens that the spiritual master may not be strong enough to remain as a spiritual master. So one should think, this person did so much to help me in my Krishna consciousness. Now let me see what I can do to help him become Krishna conscious. That is reciprocation of love. Even if he is not present, you can pray for his benefit. You see, that happens sometimes. Even in the Vedas we read that sometimes the spiritual master, he deviates from Dharma and has to be rejected. But still, one should remember how much mercy and kindness and help one received from that personality. And one should be very kindly disposed towards him. Prabhupada actually says that he says, I feel myself to be very weak. And I'm thinking that one of my disciples can carry me back to Godhead. Of course, that is Prabhupada's humility. But he's showing that a disciple can actually become very strong, more than his spiritual master in some cases, and actually help that spiritual master to go back to Godhead. So if one is in that situation, then one needs to take shelter of those who are fixed in Krishna consciousness. If you took shelter of a person who fell down, then you have to find new shelter where you can become strong. Another question?
We heard the words like absorbing oneself in Krishna consciousness and Krishna consciousness, and we also heard that for this we need to accept the spiritual master. But is it everything, or there is we need something more than just to accept the spiritual master in order to absorb in devotional service?
Spiritual master is, there's a big list given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar Devotion. Guru is at the top of the list. But you can't stop there. is after Guru, there's so many items, but Guru is the first item on the list. There's so many things. Chanting, developing mystical qualities, serving the Vaishnavas, worshipping Tulsi Devi, worshipping the deities, preaching, visiting the holy places, taking the dust of Vrindavan on your head. There are so many items, taking Charanamrita. There are so many items. In our book, Nectar Devotion, there's a huge list. But the very top of the list is Guru. First point is Guru. Adao Garashvayam. The very first principle is take shelter of Guru. But after that, the Guru will engage you in so many things. Big, huge list of things.
Sometimes Prabhupada used to say that it's enough to serve the spiritual master, and that's enough for perfection.
Yes, we have to serve him means according to what he wants, not according to what you want. Serve means, what does my master want? Not that what I think my service should be, it's what he thinks my service should be. Anything else?
How to come from the platform of not full surrender to the spiritual master to full surrender to the spiritual master?
Take prasadam. Can you handle that? That's good. Yeah, if you keep taking prasadam, you'll be all right. Yeah.
We know that in different yugas there was a specific process for achieving spiritual success. Like in Treta Yuga, it was deity worship. And in this age, it's...
No, Dvarpa Yuga.
In Dvarpa.
Treta Yuga was Jagya. Sacrificial ceremonies.
Treta Yuga, pasirodo, buvo kitokia. Bet Dvapara Yuga, Dvyuga. And in this age, Lord Chaitanya said that we should chant the holy names. He did not instruct to worship the deities. But we see that until even today, there are many temples and people are worshipping the deities. So how could you explain that? And also, what is the difference between this kind of deity worship and the deity worship then that was in Dvapara Yuga?
Yes, Dvapara Yuga deity worship was so intense and so people were so totally engrossed in serving the deities. They became like slaves of the deities. I mean, completely sold out slaves of the deities. They simply lived for the deities. That's all. It's very rare to find a pujari so dedicated in this age. Sometimes we see great saintly persons like them. There was one man in Vrindavan, he was like them. He discovered a deity of Radha and deities of Radha and Krishna in the earth. And he became their virtual slave his whole life. He would never eat anything unless he was just totally absorbed 24 hours in serving him. That's it. He gave up everything of the material world. No conception of family. He renounced everything. He just 24 hours served those deities. That's all he did his whole life. The only time he went away from their presence was to go to the Jamuna and bring a bucket of water to bathe them. Otherwise, he never even left their presence. 24 hours that he would sleep in front of them. He never left their presence his whole life. So we don't see in this age that generally people can be that intensely absorbed in deity worship. Yes, we have two in our ISKCON, Jananivas and Panchab Jangri Prabhus. They're very extraordinary devotees, yes. But it's very rare that the general population can be so dedicated to deity worship. In fact, many people, just like there are many members of our movement here, how often do they come to the temple? So, in this age, the holy name is there. That everyone can absorb themselves in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One may ask them, why do we even bother with deity worship then in this age? We accept the deity worship because this helps us to become more absorbed in chanting. Can this say the Yuga Dharma is chanting? Prabhupada introduced this movement not by deity worship, but by chanting. And then to help the devotees become better chanters, he engaged them in deity worship. Does that answer your question, Mataji? Any other questions? Yes.
Buvo aprašomas vienas Prabhupadas mokinys, tai yra Prabhupadas dvasinis brolis, jisai daug irgi metų apie kažkur 20, visą gyvenimą apie 20, angalais paliko kūną, tada jis aš nežinau, kur dabar yra, bet jisai irgi visą gyvenimą, aš net jau vardą galiu pasakyti, jau vardas buvo Nandanandana, čia buvo vardas.
I have also read of one such an example. It was god brother of Srila Prabhupada, Nandanandana, who was also serving the deities all his life.
Yes, these are rare in this age of Kali. Not everyone can do like that. So, anything else? Yeah.
Ir kokia, ką duoda praktiškai gaitį kartuomas, ką aiškis, kas duoda mums.
Is the second initiation necessary for spiritual advancement and what is the benefit of Gayatri Mantra?
So, what is the position of second initiation?
Koks yra antros iniciacijos vaidmo?
by first initiation, I've already become accepted as the eternal disciple of the spiritual master. So why second initiation? Actually, second initiation is further certification that now you are fixed nicely in your initiation vows. When I went before Srila Prabhupada to receive my second initiation, he had one question for me and one question only. He said like this. So, you are chanting 16 rounds regularly? That's all he wanted to know. I said, oh yes, Prabhupada. So, if one has taken one's vows and has proven that, yes, I can maintain these diksha vows very nicely, then we give you further recognition that you are Brahmana. That empowers you as a preacher. That now you are officially ordained as a priest. And you are also allowed on the altar and in the kitchen for cooking. The actual standard of the Prabhupada is only second initiates at the stove and on the altar. Sometimes the managers may adjust that according to an emergency situation. But when things are normalized, that should be the standard. Any other questions?
Is there any way to get knowledge or to know what the spiritual master wants from you?
Yes. Ask him. Any other questions? Yeah.
But for example, now Srila Prabhupada is not living personally. How, for example, you know what Prabhupada wants?
Prabhupada trained me very expertly.
Prabhupada labai, reiškia, prityrusi mane apmokė.
Actually, his lectures are there, his general instructions, plus many personal instructions he gave me. So by the mercy of so many wonderful instructions he generally gave and personally gave, I understand what Prabhupada wants.
Todėl visų šitų nurodymų, kuriuos Prabhupada davė bendrai ir asmeniškai man, aš galiu suprasti.
And Prabhupada also speaks to me through the voices of many, many senior Vaishnavas also.
Ir taip pat Prabhupada kalba su manimi per daug vyresnių atsidavusių Vaishnavų, reiškia, balsus.
There are many advanced devotees in this movement who I accept as mouthpieces for Srila Prabhupada. That he speaks through them to me. They're mediums for him. So I feel very well protected by so many advanced devotees in our movement. And by Prabhupada, who's residing, sitting solidly in my heart at every minute, and he was solidly situated in these books and in so many personal instructions he gave me. So I know what Prabhupada wants. And the more that I try to do what he wants me to do, the more I realize that what he wants me to do.
Ir
So, you can do the same thing. You can follow the pathway given by Prabhupada. And you can understand what is your duty. And how to expert it perfectly, how to execute it perfectly. So now you make that endeavor. Become perfect in following Prabhupada. That is my request to you. I know you for many years now. My request to you is now you become very expert in following what Prabhupada wants.
Kad jūs taptumėte ekspertas sekti Prabhupados norais.
Taip, bet Prabhupada labai daug norų įvėjo. O tai, tarkim, tūkstantis norų, dabar jau kurį pasiekti.
Bet Prabhupada had many desires. How can I know which to choose? Because
now you ask some senior devotees.
Paklauskite vyresnių atsidavusių.
How can I be properly situated in following Prabhupada's instructions? You ask some senior devotees. You have your temple leaders here. You have a Kedarnath Prabhu here. He can guide you. You ask, you surrender yourself to the Prabhupada's representative, Kedarnath Prabhu. Kedarnath is a little embarrassed, but I have to say what Prabhupada taught. They said, Srila Prabhupada, when you are not here, how will we know how to please you? Prabhupada said, the temple president is there. GVC is there. So you follow your temple president. You say, Kedarnath Prabhu, how can I be engaged in such a way to please you and Srila Prabhupada? And you follow those instructions. That's how you can find them. You see, you have Kedarnath Prabhu. He's Siksha Guru. Representative of Prabhupada. Okay?
The problem is that there were 7 presidents in our history, and each had a different opinion. What to do in such case?
Just shift your mood to whoever's in charge. Prabhupada said, I mean, not Prabhupada, but there's an old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So the Democrats are in power, then be a Democrat.
And
the Republicans are in power, be a Republican, you see. So you be a Kedarnathian now, you see. Whoever is in charge, you please him. And if someone else is in charge, then you please them. That's all right, our time has run out. It's time for Dhammadharashtakam. So we thank you very much. Rajavidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.